Right now, though, our first guest of this hour is on the line. She's Advocate Stephanie Fick. She's Executive Director of the Accountability Division at OUTA, the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. And why am I talking to her? I'm talking to her because the situation regarding our driving licenses is a mess. It's confusing. Everybody's confused and we don't understand what it is that is required of us. Advocate Fick, thank you for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Only a pleasure.
So, the situation is murky and messy at best. Are you able to explain to us what are the new rules for South Africans with expired license cards in terms of what grace periods apply? What are the conditions? Over to you, because I'm confused.
So, some of the good news is that apparently there's only 330,000.
Instead of 700,000. Hey, they brought it down.
They haven't been printing cards as fast as they should. And I thought that by now the government print works would have assisted, but apparently they're still busy with, you know, contracts or something. You know, that one department can't help another department is beyond me, but be that as it may. The problem actually started, it appears that if you go on a plane, they need identification. And the newest government gazette that was published basically just say that if you your driver's license card has expired, you need to apply for a temporary license, and that temporary license for the next 6 months will be enough to prove your identity when you want to fly. If you have a driver's license card, but it is going to expire,
okay,
and before it expires,
yes,
you then go to you go and you get the renewal of your driver's license. The fact that you applied for your driver's license in time will also be enough for the airlines to prove your identity. And this rule, let's call it rule, will be applicable for the next 6 months. So if you currently have a valid driver's license, but it's going to expire and you think you want to get onto a plane, when you apply for your driver's license, you have to do that in time. So don't wait until it expires. Otherwise, you'll have to get a temporary license. Go get your driver's license renewed. You will not get your card probably within the next month or 2 months because they're still behind. But that little slippy that you get that you did apply is enough proof. If you waited too long and your driver's license card has expired, you'll have to go and apply for a driver's license and apply for a temporary license. And the temporary license will be enough for, for SAA, et cetera, in order for you to fly.
I'm gobsmacked. No, I'm listening to you and my brain's trying to work it out. And I've got the scenarios. I'm at the airport and it's expired. It's about to expire. What you are basically telling me is sort of the ground zero bottom line basis is that an expired driving license is worthless.
An expired driver's license is not going to get you anywhere. In order to use a driver's license, it has to be valid. If it has expired, you need to apply.
Advocate, that makes sense to me in the context of a vehicle. It doesn't make sense to me in the context of boarding a plane where you're looking just to prove identity. Or am I misunderstanding something?
No. So I'm also confused in the sense that why don't you just use your identity card? I don't know why you want to use your driver's license. And if my driver's license has expired, why even go there? Why not just take your identity
ID,
card
and
show them, listen, this ticket was bought in my name, this is me, yes, I can go on to the aircraft. Why you want to mess around with driver's license is also for me a bit foreign. But forget about planes for a minute.
Yes.
If you are a person that uses your driver's license as an identity, in other words, identity card, you use your driver's license to prove your identity, You're going to have a problem using your driver's license card if it has expired. You will, in fact, have a problem driving around in your car because you're driving around with an expired driver's license. The problem comes in if me and you go, say, a month before your driver's license has expired, and you go, you will probably get your new driver's license card in time. But because the machine has broken down and they're behind, you will not get your driver's license card in time in order to say, but I've renewed my driver's license, here's my card. You can now use that little slip that you get that says you have applied, will be enough to get you on a plane. And I'm
Okay.
sure it will be enough.
Yes.
It will also be enough. And I must say, people must actually share their experiences. That piece of paper should also be enough for you not to get a ticket. In other words, if the police stops you and say, where's your driver's license? And you show them this piece of paper should be enough for them not to write you a ticket for not having a driver's license card with you.
And hopefully, it would also be enough to ensure that your car insurance remains valid and in place, because you can't insure an illegal act, and driving without a valid license is an illegal act. And I would hate to think that the insurers would start using this as grounds to repudiate claims.
I hear you, and hopefully they hear us talk this afternoon. Because if that is also the case, one has to address that with the insurance companies that they can also not do. Remember, your driver's license remain valid, unless of course you drove drunk, you found guilty of drunken driving, and a court suspends it. So, if a court suspends your driver's license, that's a different story. But otherwise,
Yes,
you have a
100%.
driver's license for life. It's only the driver's license card that sort of proves you have
Ah,
a
that's
driver's
interesting.
license that expires.
Okay, that is
And for
interesting.
insurance companies to then repudiate a claim because, you did everything in order to renew your driver's license card to then repudiate your claim, I think
No,
is
that
a
wouldn't be
travesty of
right.
justice.
Yeah, no, you'd
That
probably win
wouldn't be
that fight.
right.
Yeah, you'd probably win that fight. I'm thinking back to probably about 10 days ago, where I read that AfriForum was saying that if they don't sort out this problem very quickly and efficiently, we're going to be in the exact same situation as we are vis-a-vis television licenses, in that the whole process is now suspect and has lost credibility. Do you think that there is the same danger in respect of this driver's license issue?
I don't necessarily understand where they're coming from. I think from the point of view that as citizens, and I think all the problems that we are experiencing, there's an enormous trust deficit between citizens and the government. So we are sitting with, do you trust anything that the government does? If the government tells you good morning, you go outside to see where the sun's the sun is setting, because we just do not trust what they are doing.
It's true.
So yes,
It's
I
true.
think I can agree in the sense that you do not trust the system. But whether it will have the same effect as TV licenses, I mean, they can't go after people that do not renew their TV license. What are they going to do? Sue you for 200 rand? I mean, it's going to cost them more to issue the papers than anything else. So people aren't, they don't go after people not paying TV licenses, but you will have a problem in getting tickets. Now, some people argue that a prosecutor won't prosecute you because there's actually no crime as, driving without a driver's license card. But then you need to decide for yourself whether you want to be law-abiding or not. The regulations state that you must renew your driver's license. What I hope will happen is that the minister, after research, she received the research that she's now asking for, that they will extend the validity of your driver's license card to 8 years or even 10 years. 10 years would be better. That, this romp slomp and admin that you have to go through, you go to a station and you stand in line, and then all of a sudden, everybody goes on lunch, or you get there and then the printer is not something. There's always something. Every time I have to do business with government, I wonder what on earth is going to go wrong. And citizens shouldn't feel like that. We shouldn't feel like it feels like we deserve better, and we really do. If we can curb all the corruption, we can maybe get more money in the kitty in order to make our processes better. And can't we get more digital? I mean, what is
Exactly.
wrong with applying for a driver's license card,
Online.
digitally?
100%. Are you engaging with the relevant parties and are you being listened to?
I do think so. We send a letter to the new minister. Now, the new minister had quite a number of fires to put out because I think the transport portfolio specifically is in dire straits. I mean, you can just pick a department in transport and it's a mess. But she did listen, and I think the reasons she's giving for doing this research doesn't make sense. But the fact that she's looking into it, and that hopefully by October that research will be done and that we will hear something, I've got hope that the validity will be extended. But you will not believe me. She's saying what she wanted her team to research is the financial impact of extending the driver's license card. Are we really there? We are paying, we have to pay for the services that government is rendering. So we are not going to shorten the driver's license card validity because it's going to cost government money. I mean, that's a bit ridiculous. But at least she's considering the extension.
Advocate Fick, I've got a question from Phil, the listener, who says, Simon, thank you. This is a very interesting conversation. If a person makes a copy of the original slip showing you have applied, and then you make a photocopy, does the photocopy or a certified copy of the photocopy, will that suffice if the original stays at home in a safe place? There's a tough one for you.
If you ask me legally, and I have proof that you have certified a copy of a copy, I'm going to say to you no.
Oh, wow.
My question is from a practical point of view, is who's going to know? So as long as that is a copy, it is the copy of the real thing, and you're not lying and you're not committing fraud. I mean, why not? Now, technically, you have to, for every copy you make, you have to certify. So if you take the original and you make a copy, you can only make a copy of the original. So a copy of an original is probably not going to suffice legally. But I think practically, I don't know if you will necessarily know the difference. Especially if you
Wow,
make a good copy.
I'm gobsmacked. I'm lost for words. I'm just thinking, is there any government department that actually works? Any from traffic fines to television licenses to administration of estates. I mean, my goodness me, 4 years later, people are still waiting. It's just it's total
Now,
utter
after reading the
collapse.
SIU report on the whole Gauteng
The
Health Department
hospitals, the
debacle,
2 billion that's
the
gone missing.
hospitals, it's a question of you don't know if you want to smack somebody because of the just blatant theft and whether you want to cry in your hands. I cannot believe that in South Africa we have syndicates to that extent. They stole more than 2 billion rand. You know what that Tembisa Hospital budget is? 1.9. So
Oh
if you
my
really think about it,
God.
you can run a hospital on the
The
amount
money
of
that's been
money
stolen.
that they took out of the system. No, it's we
Advocate
need to
Fick,
change it. We need.
we're gonna leave it there this afternoon. Thanks for that word, rondrompere. I love that. I think I'm gonna keep that for use later. But it's been a joy chatting to you this afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Have a good
There was
afternoon.
no rondrompere there. There was just direct and fact, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you.